Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I am John Gann. I'm the co-director of the Bethesda Row Arts Festival.
Yes, and the Bethesda Row Arts Festival is returning to Bethesda, Maryland on October 14th through the 15th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, John.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. It's fantastic.
I feel like we check in with you like constantly, whether it's the drive-in or film festivals in the past or this great thing. You always have your hand in something, so it's always fun to see what you're doing next.
Thank you. I do a lot because I love bringing arts to the DC community.
Absolutely. And here, this is a great example of that. So, all right. So remind us before we get into, the specifics, remind us like big picture stuff. Like how long has it been going on? I know we've covered it a couple times, but how many
Right.
years does this go back?
So this would be our 25th year for the Bethesda Row Arts Festival. It is the area's largest fine arts event. It's a huge outdoor festival with this year we have 5 blocks and 165 artists from around the country, in everything from painting to wood to glass to sculpture and metals. It's so many different artistic disciplines to see and shop from.
That's awesome. And I want to go into that a little more in a sec, but I have to say, when you said 25th anniversary, so this is like a big birthday year for this. I mean, is there special 25th anniversary celebrations? I don't know. Talk to how you've kept it going for so long.
It is the 25th event. We are not doing anything particularly special, like a big cake. We're just happy to have the event. After being closed for 2 years because of COVID, it's just nice to be back. We had a great festival last year. But it was a little smaller, and now we're back up to the 165 tents we like to have.
So last year was the first one back after COVID, is that right?
Yep. Last
Okay.
year was our first in-person. A year
Okay.
before that, we did a virtual, which was easy.
Right.
But
so are
yeah,
we
no, this is, yeah.
So when we say 25, I've been running into this a ton lately after pandemic, but like, when we say 25th anniversary, can I do the math backwards and give the year it was founded, or were there a couple years
sure,
off
it would be
where the 25
so
doesn't
it would be,
count?
It would be 26, 27 years ago.
Let me just ask, what year did
The
it start?
2023 minus 27 is 1996.
96. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. So 27 years ago it started, but this is the 25th
right.
because
25th.
Of the years off. Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
And then do you have any estimates of how many people came through last year or compared to like what
sure.
the high mark was before COVID too?
Sure. Last year we saw about 25,000 people. And years past when we, before COVID, we used to have about 30,000. So it was a really good crowd last year. And of course
Gotcha.
It's all, crowds are really weather dependent. But the weekend of October 14th, 15th, we're expecting some really beautiful fall weather, maybe even a little bit chilly. So it's the perfect weather to go outside and take a walk with your family and the dog and see lots of incredible art.
Oh man, I'm with you. It's my favorite weather of the year. My birthday is on the 16th, so this is like a good birthday weekend here. There we go. Come on out, everybody. All right. So you mentioned it's 5 blocks. So remind us geographically which exact streets are closed off? I assume. Wait, is it closed off to traffic? I guess I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. We are located right in the heart of Bethesda Row. We take over Bethesda Avenues and Woodmont Avenue and Elm Street. This year from Montgomery all the way to Bethesda. And so the adding an extra block has been an interesting challenge for us, but it's great. It means we get to bring on 17 more artists, which is fantastic.
All right, let me make sure I got the five. You said Elm. You said, what were the five?
Our streets are Elm, Bethesda, and Woodmont.
Okay.
We're on three different blocks.
Oh, three streets, but 5 blocks. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, all right. So then without further ado, let's go into, I know you said 165 artists. We can't name all of them, or I don't know
of
if you
not.
Even want to name any of them, but I don't know. I think it's always fun to have some examples of like, do you have any of the local folks you want to shout out? I don't even
sure.
know. Not playing favorites, just examples.
Oh. Yeah. So we're really excited that this year of the 160 some artists, we have 62 new artists to the event, which is fantastic. And of those, I believe 37 have, this is the first time they've ever even applied to participate in the show, which is really, really nice. We have a lot of local artists. About 30 of our artists are local, meaning they're within an hour's drive of Bethesda. And some of them include the incredible Matthew Miller, who is a painter out of Frederick. He won an award last year. Joseph Craig English, who's been a fixture of the DC arts community for years, who does beautiful prints of different neighborhoods in the area. We've got the gorgeous jewelry of Carl Tanner, who's based out of Fairfax. His work is just stunning. Amanda Outcalf, who's an incredible illustrator. She's won awards here in the past. So we have lots and lots of local artists, as well as artists from as far away as California and Canada.
Great. And what's really cool is if you go to the website, BethesdaRowArts.org, it's like totally broken down very specifically all the different items that are going to be there and what booth it's going to be at. You can click off to the left, like filter it by wood or glass or watercolor or whatever. So you can really, tease that, I guess, how you can almost customize or really plan out what you might come by.
Yeah, we're very proud that our website is, first of all, it's mobile friendly. So it looks great on your telephone. So you can, as you're walking around the show, you can look things up. You can sort artists by the type of category or where you are in the street. Each of the artists, you can see multiple pictures of their work. You can read their descriptions of what they do. You can find their social media contacts and their websites. We provide lots of information because we want you to explore as you're walking and to explore when you go home.
That's great. I'm trying to think, what else should we, yeah, I mean, I guess just how to speak to just what folks can do, you know, that they, if sure. If you're looking to buy a new piece of art for your apartment, or if you want to just walk around and browse and look at cool art, whatever, you know, tee it up as like an actionable thing, what they're going to do.
Sure. So the Bethesda Row Arts Festival is completely free. There's no admission charge. You just walk to the neighborhood and enjoy. While you're there, there's fantastic restaurants and stores as part of Bethesda Row. It's easy to get to. You can take Metro. You can drive. There's plenty of public garages available. The bike path goes right through it, so it's easy to bike there. So it's really easy to get to, and lots to do while you're walking around. We find that most people take about an hour or 2 hours to walk through the entire show. Some people take even more. We have a lot of people who come on Saturday and sort of peruse and then come back on Sunday and they buy. But we know there are a lot of collectors who come to the event who, just go to some of their favorite artists that they've been seeing for many years and, add to their collections. And we have people who come for the first time and meet a new artist and develop a relationship and start their own collections.
I like, that's kind of cool. I mean, and you don't have to do it that way, but the fact that it's kind of cool that there's 2 days. So if you want to do it that way, Saturday, day one can be sort of your browsing, deciding what you might want to get, and then you can come back and pick it up the next day. Or you can get it day of two, of course, but I think that's kind of cool.
We're very excited that, again, Bethesda Row is a fantastic place. We're happy to work with Federal Realty, who owns most of Bethesda Row. They've been very generous to us. And allowing us to use their streets.
How do you find the artists is what I want to know. How do you, like, I mean, are you sure. going to different art shows or yeah. yeah, like how do you curate it?
So we are a juried fine arts show, which means that we have an application process and we usually receive a few hundred. This year, more than 500 applications. And we have a jury of three artists who will be walking around the show on Saturday with everyone else. And they select the artists who will be in the show, and then they will select from the actual work that they see top winners in each category, as well as a first, second, and best of show prize.
Awesome. So there's going to be a little competition in addition to just being able to buy it for folks.
A competition with about $6,000 in prize money. Yeah.
Woo, 6,000 you said?
Yeah.
Dang. And does all that go to the first winner? Or you mean it's
that's split up between the top three or four winners.
Well, that's really cool. Some of these artists, give them a payday. I love it. All right. Well, I guess in closing, pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners. Just invite them out. Say, hey, come on out. You're gonna have a good time if you're looking for some art. Come on out.
Hey, we welcome you to show up to the Bethesda Row Arts Festival. It's going to be a great time. Lots of incredible art. Lots of shopping and food. And just a great way to expand what you think of arts and collecting And everything from painting to jewelry to wood and metal and sculpture, it's there and it's incredible to look at and even more incredible to own.
Awesome. Again, it's October 14th to 15th at Bethesda Row. Check it out, Bethesda Row Arts Fest. Hey, John Gann, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Always, thank you.
Be well.
Thank you, my friend.
Anytime.